أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2024 today being the 19th day of the month of Ramadan. Although it is a blessed month, it is a sad day as we remember the attack against Amir al-Mu'mineen Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. And today as we continue in our series, we turn our focus to yet another verse of the Noble Quran. In chapter number 54, Surah Al-Qamar, verse number 17, Allah repeats this phrase, this verse by saying, "And indeed, by revealing it through human language, we have made the Quran easy for remembrance. Then is there any that remembers and takes heed?" Now for the next 3 days, brothers and sisters, that is the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st of the month of Ramadan, as we remember the vicious attack and the subsequent martyrdom of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, I wanted to use this opportunity for us to reflect on the Quran in the words of the door to the city of knowledge, Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And we're going to be focusing on Sermon 110 of Nahjul Balagha for today and tomorrow, in which the Imam provides us four unique aspects of the Noble Quran that we need to reflect deeply upon and then work to implement in our lives. Now, as an introduction, Nahjul Balagha, translated as the Peak of Eloquence, is a renowned collection of sermons, letters, and sayings attributed to Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, may God's peace and blessings be upon both of them. Compiled during the 10th century by Sharif Radhi, a prominent scholar, Nahjul Balagha is considered a treasure trove of spiritual, ethical, and philosophical insights. The book is divided into three main sections. We have the sermons, the letters, and the aphorisms. The sermons delivered by Imam Ali, peace be upon him, during his caliphate and other occasions cover a wide array of topics ranging from theology and morality to governance and social justice. They're celebrated for their eloquence, depth of thought, and poetic language, earning Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the epitaph of the master of the orators amongst the Muslim world. The second portion, that is the letters included in Nahjul Balagha, were written by Imam Ali, peace be upon him, to governors, companions, and adversaries, showcasing his diplomatic skills, administrative acumen, and his commitment to justice. Now, these letters provide valuable insight into the challenges faced by early Islamic society and Imam Ali's approach to resolving them. Additionally, the aphorisms, or the short sayings attributed to Imam Ali, peace be upon him, offer concise wisdom on various aspects of life, spirituality, and human nature. They're revered for their profound simplicity and timeless relevance, inspiring readers across generations. Nahjul Balagha holds immense significance, serving as a source of spiritual guidance, ethical teachings, and intellectual enlightenment. It provides timeless guidance which, although were delivered over 1400 years ago, however, they remain relevant in contemporary discourse on governance, ethics, and spirituality. So in Sermon 110 of this magnificent work, it is reported that Imam Ali, peace be upon him, delivered a sermon and said the following with respect to the Quran. Now, obviously here, I'm just going to quote one very small portion of the sermon. You can go online and read the rest of this beautiful sermon of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in Nahjul Balagha, where he further elaborates on the Quran and those who interpret or work with the Quran. However, in the portion we want to review today, he says, "Learn the Quran, for it is the best of discourses, and understand it thoroughly, for it is the best blossoming of hearts. Seek cure with its light, for it is the cure for hearts. Recite it beautifully, for it is the most beautiful narration." Thus, in the words of this statement of the Commander of the Faithful, Ali, peace be upon him, we need to travel through four stages. However, for today, I will only review two of these stages, and we'll focus on the other two tomorrow on the 20th of the month of Ramadan. His first comment is, "Learn the Quran, for it is the best of discourses." Now this statement, brothers and sisters, emphasizes the unparalleled beauty and wisdom encapsulated within the Quran. The Quran is not merely a book of religious rules and regulations, but rather it is a comprehensive guide to life, offering insights into various aspects of human existence. Its verses encompass diverse topics, ranging from theology and morality to history and jurisprudence. By immersing ourselves in the Quran, we embark on a journey of enlightenment, gaining wisdom that transcends time and place. Now from there, the next stage in the words of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is to reflect and think on the meanings and contents of the verses which Allah has given us. In the words of the Imam, the Quran is the spring of the hearts. You know, just as in the winter, the flowers, plants, and trees seem to die. However, when spring hits, they come back to life. And the Quran is such that it gives life to our dead hearts. As the Imam is reported to have said, and understand it thoroughly, for it is the best blossoming of hearts. Understanding the Quran, brothers and sisters, goes beyond mere intellectual comprehension. It involves engaging with its verses on a spiritual level as well. The Quran has the power to awaken and nourish the heart, nurturing qualities such as compassion, humility, and gratitude. Each verse is a beacon of light, illuminating the path towards spiritual growth and inner peace. Through reflection and contemplation, we can allow the teachings of the Quran to take root in our hearts, fostering a deeper connection with the divine. Now, before we speak briefly about the Commander of the Faithful, let me go back to the verse of the Quran that we started off and offer a brief reflection on it. The verse of the Quran that I began with, which was mentioned four times in the same surah, in the same chapter, carries a profound message about the nature of the Quran itself and the responsibility of humanity in engaging with it. In this verse, Allah declares that the Quran has been made easy for remembrance and reflection. It emphasizes the accessibility of the Quran, and it invites individuals to ponder its verses and derive guidance from them. The Quran is described in this verse as being made easy for remembrance, indicating that its message is not meant to be obscure or inaccessible. Rather, it is intended to be comprehensible and memorable, facilitating a deep connection between believers and their Creator, Allah. Now, this accessibility is a testament to the universality of the Quranic message. The verse also challenges individuals to reflect on their relationship with the Quran. After all, it poses the rhetorical question: if the Quran has been made easy to remember and understand, then why do some fail to engage with it? This question prompts believers to introspect and evaluate their commitment to the Quranic teachings. It reminds them that the Quran is not merely a book to be read ritualistically, but rather is a guide for life requiring active engagement and reflection. Moreover, the verse highlights the dual purpose of the Quran: the remembrance of Allah and taking heed. The Quran, therefore, serves as a reminder of Allah's presence, mercy, and guidance in the lives of believers. Through its verses, individuals are reminded of their purpose in life and their accountability before their Creator. Additionally, the Quran offers practical guidance for navigating life's challenges and making ethical decisions in accordance with divine principles. Furthermore, the verse highlights the responsibility of believers to engage actively with the Quranic message. While Allah has facilitated the accessibility of the Quran, individuals are ultimately accountable for their response to it. Merely reciting the Quran without internalizing its message or applying its teachings in one life would be a missed opportunity to fulfill its purpose. In contemporary times, where distractions abound and attention spans are limited, the verse serves as a reminder of the importance of prioritizing the Quran in one's life. It encourages believers to carve out time for reflection, recitation, and study of the Quran, recognizing it as a source of spiritual nourishment and guidance in an increasingly complex world. In conclusion, the verse underscores the accessibility and relevance of the Quranic message, inviting all, believers and not, to engage actively with its teachings. It challenges us, it challenges individuals, it challenges humanity to reflect on their relationship with the Quran and emphasizes the dual purpose of remembrance of Allah and, as we said, taking heed. And ultimately, the verse reminds believers of their responsibility to prioritize the Quran in their lives and derive guidance from its timeless wisdom. Let me now round up this discussion on the 19th of the month of Ramadan, a day of sorrow not only for us, but for the inhabitants of the heavens and well beyond. Today, brothers and sisters, we commemorate a tragic event that deeply impacted our history and our beliefs. This day marks the attack against Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the Imam of the Muslim nation, as he prayed his Salat in Masjid of Kufa. Imagine this if you can. It's a serene morning during the holy month of Ramadan, a time of spiritual reflection and devotion. A day like this, but 1,363 years ago, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the epitome of piety and righteousness, stands in prayer in the mihrab, in the prayer niche, bowing in submission to Allah. Suddenly, amidst the tranquility of the masjid, chaos erupts as he is viciously attacked by Abdul Rahman ibn Muljam, a member of the Kharijites. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, our revered Imam, was struck with a poisoned sword while in prostration as he made his way up. An act of sheer betrayal and brutality by Abdul Rahman ibn Muljam. Despite the excruciating pain, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, continued his prayers, displaying unparalleled courage and steadfastness until martyrdom 2 days later. For us, the 19th of Ramadan is a day of sorrow and mourning. It's a reminder of the immense sacrifices made by Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his unwavering commitment to Islam. His martyrdom symbolizes the struggle against injustice and oppression, inspiring us to uphold the principles of justice and righteousness in our lives. The attack in Masjid al-Kufa serves as a poignant reminder of the challenges faced by the Ahlul Bayt and the ongoing struggle for truth and justice in the world. We offer our condolences to the 12th Imam, to our respected senior scholars, and to each and every one of you, as we remember the day that the Commander of the Faithful, peace be upon him, was attacked in the best month, Ramadan, in the best state, that of fasting, and in the best place, the Masjid of Kufa. Let us now come to some practical tips from the topic of today for our Ramadan reflections, as well as a closing reflection and a final thought to end this sorrowful day of the 19th of the month of Ramadan. Point number one is divine mercy. This verse reflects Allah's mercy in making the Quran accessible and easy to read, to reflect upon, and to remember. It signifies Allah's compassion towards humanity, providing them with guidance that can be readily understood and internalized. This mercy invites believers to approach the Quran with gratitude and humility, recognizing the divine favor bestowed upon them. Point number two is universal relevance. The ease with which the Quran can be read and understood at the primary level highlights its universal relevance. Regardless of linguistic or cultural barriers, the message of the Quran transcends boundaries, speaking to the hearts and minds of people from diverse backgrounds. This universality underscores the timeless nature of the Quran, affirming its relevance in addressing the spiritual needs of humanity throughout history. Point number three is personal accountability. This emphasizes personal accountability in remembering and taking heed from the Quran. While Allah has facilitated its accessibility, individuals are responsible for actively engaging with its message and applying it to their lives. This highlights the importance of personal initiative and self-discipline in spiritual growth, reminding believers of their obligation to seek guidance from the Quran. We offer a closing reflection for today, which is that the Quran contains guidance for every aspect of life, offering solutions to the myriad of challenges faced by humanity. By delving into its teachings, we unlock the treasures of divine wisdom that nourish our hearts and souls, guiding us toward a path of righteousness and enlightenment. And as a final thought as we leave you today, the Quran is a timeless guide that offers solutions to the challenges of every era. By immersing ourselves in its teachings, we gain insights that are relevant to our lives today, helping us navigate the complexities of the modern world with wisdom and clarity. Until tomorrow and another day of Ramadan and our Ramadan Reflections series, we leave you with the words of peace. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.